So on Robin Hood Radio, once again, I'm joined by Willie Hallahan. And in case you don't know who Willie is, he's with the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And at this time of the year, well, actually starting in December of the year past, the association gets very busy with a lot of events, but the one we're here to talk about today is a premiere filming that's going to be showing this coming weekend on January 11th in the Colonial Theater in North Canaan, Connecticut. And I'm going to pass this off to Willie to tell you what this is all about.
Hi, Michael. It's good to hear you again. Seems like we're doing this about once a week. There's so much going on. And yes, you're right. We have coming up this Saturday, the 11th, the premiere of a documentary that was done about the history of SWASA, Satry Hill. It's been like 14 years in the making for a variety of reasons, but it's we're really excited about it for a bunch of reasons. One, it comes right at the end of a fundraising effort that we've been working on for a good part of a year to raise money for a new 36-meter tower. We completed it, so this comes at the perfect time to celebrate that. This documentary was done by a man named Rich Hanley. He's a professor emeritus at this point at Quinnipiac University, and his hobby over the years has been making documentaries about things that interest him, usually historical things in Connecticut. And he raises the money himself. He gets the best people to help him. He does the documentary, and then he basically gives it away to Connecticut Public TV to share with the world. Back in 2010-11, he called us, asked if we could if he could do a documentary about us, and we said sure. It was eerily similar to today because back then we were again raising money to build our new tower, and it was a very hectic time. And but anyway, he jumped in with his people and he did hours and hours and hours of footage and interviews and so forth. And then the project kind of went away for some reason. We didn't notice because we were so busy. And then he emerged a few months ago and says, Willie, the documentary is almost done. And here, 14 years later. And so it's completed. We don't know. All we know about it is the trailer that's been put out on the Internet. We haven't had no advance viewing or anything like that. So we're all excited about it. It's going to cover SWASA's history from its very beginnings in the 20s up to 2014. When he actually did all the research for it. And it's going to be fun. We're really excited about it. As you said, the event is this Saturday at the Canaan Colonial Theater. It's free of charge, but the problem is it's the capacity is 120 people. So the first 120 people who arrive get in free, and that's it. We open the doors at 5:30. The show will start pretty much at 6. There'll be some remarks by Rich to introduce the film, and it's only an hour long. And we arranged everything so that the timing, especially, so that when people get out, it'll be around dinner time, and maybe they can go patronize one of the restaurants in Canaan. There are half a dozen or so there, and I know every one of them would appreciate people's patronage, especially in this kind of slow time of year.
Do you know where the trailer is online or
SWASA's Facebook page? I'm guessing it is.
Okay.
There are two trailers. Both of them are very brief. One's a little more expansive than the other. But all I know about the videos or the film is what I see on that, and I know it involves Roy Sherwood. Of course, it would. Can assume that because he was an integral part of SWASA in the 50s and 60s. But other than that, what's on the trailer is all any of us know. So we're all very curious about it.
I was going to say, yeah, everyone's going to get a surprise on this one.
Yeah, as it should be.
So he's to 2014, so we're already ready for a sequel, aren't we?
In a way, we are, because especially the 14 years later.
No, a lot's happened in 14. No, 10 years.
Yeah.
11
We've evolved quite a bit. Now we're in the process, as I said, of rebuilding that middle-sized jump, which is very important in a jumper's evolution. They go from the 20-meter beginner hill to the soon-to-be 36-meter, and then on to the big hill. And our jumpers, our junior jumping program, has become very robust over the last few years. And one of not only have we become viable regionally throughout the East, but nationally, our kids travel around the country, some of them. Even internationally, our kids, some of them jumped in Norway last year. And our Isla Shield, one of our jumpers at 15 last year, 15 years old, jumped the 90-meter in Lake Placid. So we have a great program of 20-some jumpers. That's a lot of people in a sport like ski jumping. You know, it's it doesn't draw every child, the idea of leaving the ground in your sport. But it's a very robust program, and our kids are doing very well. And all the things we do, whether we're rebuilding towers or anything, it all comes back to the kids. It's all about the kids.
Kids and the volunteers who make SWASA work. We were talking about this the other day here, and that at this time when so many organizations are having trouble finding volunteers, you guys have managed to keep it going that way.
We have, and we're so lucky that way. Many of the parents of our jumpers become volunteers out of necessity. They become snow shovelers, and they have other skills too, like social media kind of skills. They're younger. I mean, SWASA, like so many other local charities, have a board of aging people. And we've been very lucky that we've had this influx of newer blood to keep things going. So, yeah, we're very, very lucky. And we're known throughout the ski jumping world and around the country. We're the envy of a lot of clubs like ours because we've been able to raise large amounts of money to keep our programs and our facilities improving, but also because of the volunteers. I mean, there are a lot of places around where they have to pay for everything. They pay for snowmaking. They pay for hill preparation. They pay for everything. And all of our programs are pretty much volunteer run. So, yeah, we're the envy of the country, and we're very, very lucky and honored to have that situation here.
Yeah, I think it's very, very special thing for you guys, and it's allowed you too to expand the way. I'm just amazed at each time I talk to you of how much expansion is going on, and that this now has pretty much turned into, or will be very soon, a year-round activity center.
Yeah, that's right. When this new 36 meter tower is finished, both its landing hill and the smaller one next to it, the 20, will be a year-round facility, because along with all of the construction and earth moving and everything, we already have the materials to put down, it'll be a year-round facility for our junior jumpers. Up until now, our kids are in disadvantage because our kids compete against other clubs around the East. A lot of people might not realize that. Our kids travel to Lake Placid, for example, and compete against their peers on their facilities. And they have year-round jumping up there. Yeah. We never did. So where our kids are limited to the 2 months that we have snow, soon they'll be able to jump year-round. So that's a big, big deal.
Indeed it is. And as always, now I'm going to have to pull you back in to what we are actually talking about today.
Thank you.
And that is coming up this weekend on Saturday the 11th. The film The Jump will be premiering at the Colonial Theater in North Canaan, and the doors will open at 5:30 with the film scheduled to start at around 6 p.m. There'll be a presentation by the person who made the film. There are 120 seats open, and these are first come, first serve, no charge. So you want to be the early bird to catch that worm in this case. There will be an assortment of theater snacks provided by the Black Rabbit in Lakeville. Yes. And essentially, I think that's all I need to tell you at this time.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. The only downside to this, we love the fact that we're doing it for free. It's kind of a thank you and appreciation for all our supporters and donors that have helped us in this latest fundraising effort. The only downside is I pray that everybody who wants to get in does. I don't want to see anybody who stands in line and gets turned away because we're at capacity. I get there early if your heart is set on seeing this. By the way, a couple of days later, it'll be up on Connecticut Public TV. This is a premiere,
right?
A world premiere, but after which it'll air for several days and nights on Connecticut Public TV.
Yeah, so no matter what, you'll still be able to see it. But yeah, there's a certain special thing about a world premiere. I even like the sound of that, a world premiere. Makes it sound really...
makes us feel so special.
That's right. The person who did this has been nominated before for an Emmy Award, yes?
Yeah, he's done several of these, and I'm not sure of all of them. One of them was a history of the New Haven Coliseum. That may be the one he's best known for. I'm so looking forward to it.
Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 11th of January, 5:30 p.m., Colonial Theater, North Canaan, early bird, please. 120 seats only are available. There'll be some snacks available, and you'll be the one that could say, I was at the world premiere.
And yes, you can.
And I think we're not done with Willie this season, so I'm going to say goodbye for today. but I know,
okay,
I know,
right,
we've got more to talk about.
Next comes Jump Fest in less than a month.
That's right.
How did that happen?
So we're going to have more to talk about. I don't know what the snow prognosis is for then, but...
we don't care so much about... It's nice to have snow on the ground.
Yeah, I know.
That motivates people to come, but we need the cold temperatures, and we have them now.
It may
warm up again, but it'll get cold. Nature throws us curves all the time, but we always seem to come through.
That's it, yeah. She's always testing us.
always
good to talk to you, and like I said, we'll see you again soon.
Okay, Michael, you take care. Thanks for having me on.